Hi everyone, welcome to the 10th episode of Self-Discovery by NK. On today's episode, we are going to talk about some positive guide on how to build our self-confidence. Well, firstly, I would like to know that personally, I am still on the journey of building my self-confidence. So today's episode would guide us on how to be confident, how it works, and how the more confident we are, the more risks we are going to take, and the more likely we are going to be successful in every aspect of our lives. Well, self-confidence is a feeling. It is how we feel about ourselves, like when we look good or when we feel accomplished or being supported. The first thing you should know is that confidence is built through small wins. The more wins in your life, the more validation and the more your confidence grow. I basically think that so much of life is just based on confidence. Like so much of success is about having the confidence to take that risk and believing in yourself that you can do something. When building your confidence, you should learn how to start setting goals in your life. Setting goals for yourself. It is how to have great self-confidence when we don't feel like we are doing anything for ourselves or we are doing anything in our life, and when we feel unaccomplished. However, being productive, reaching goals and accomplishing things makes us feel better and more confident. In a case where you are still struggling to discover what you should be doing, you need to sit down and listen to your inner spirit to discover what you are good at, and then you can start practicing in order to get better. Right before I started podcasting, I took out an exercise where I wrote down my strengths and weaknesses, and then I started to look for possible ways to grow and to be productive in each of my strengths. And that was how I came up with the idea of podcasting. I was like, okay, I could give the best advice, and I am good at public speaking. Why not go for something that requires these areas, you know? So I went ahead and started my podcast show. I did not really focus on the risk or how unmotivated I would be some days. Rather, I had to set a goal for myself that every Sunday I would have to publish an episode of my podcast, and that is actually what I'm doing at the moment. I set a goal for myself and I work towards it. It is healthy to start setting goals for yourself. Maybe they are long-term or short-term goals, it doesn't really matter, but as long as you are accomplishing that goal, it is going to keep you more positive and you will feel better and confident about yourself. Knowing your self-worth can also build your self-confidence. You know, you should learn how to be alone and happy. You have to remain focused on prioritizing your happiness. And don't get me wrong, I didn't really mean that you should always be alone or push people away, but you could learn how to get to that level where you don't have to generate your happiness from someone or letting something to be the source of your happiness. So to say, when you are alone, you can still be happy and still remain positive, because those who are afraid of being alone always end up in a toxic environment, either maybe a relationship or friendship. They quit having this high level of confidence because they start to attach themselves with anyone possible, like anyone who could provide them with companionship, and this is going to damage and ruin your self-esteem. You need to learn how to guide your happiness and protect your peace. Know your self-worth and master being the source of your own happiness. By doing this, it increases your value and boosts your self-confidence. Lastly, another guide to help build your self-confidence is to be in being persistent. Yeah. A lot of people would start something and not finish it because they don't believe in themselves. And trust me, when you're always talking down on yourself and talking negative about yourself using the "I can't do it" expression all the time, your mindset starts to work according to your words, you know. You start being afraid of taking risks and taking big steps. You start to see yourself as inferior and start comparing yourself to other people. You start to hide in fear and wasting your talents and purpose because you feel that you're not capable of doing something. You should learn how to be persistent in your everyday life. Keep up a high and positive spirit and keep practicing. Don't bother about who is judging you or who is laughing at your mistakes or who is better than you or who is doing something more than you are doing. All the experts we hear their names now and all the people we see today who are experts started somewhere and they are where they are today because they didn't give up. Rather, they kept on practicing and building their self-confidence on what they do or what they are doing right now. So I hope and pray this episode was helpful to you. If you're struggling with self-confidence, I truly believe you would see great results and if you put this into action. Stay tuned and join us on our next episode of Self-Discovery by NK. Every Sunday, 8 a.m. Love and light.